Well, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. What I'm going to teach has nothing to do with the scripture we just read. So, but it's always good to hear more scripture, isn't it? Psalm 42, if you spend a lot of time in the Psalms, is probably one of your favorites. And it's written by a man named Korah, and or Michiel, one of the sons of Korah, Levite, part of the priesthood. And he was part of David's world. And this is a psalm written at a time when David and his entourage, including those who were loyal to him, priests, were in exile because of Absalom's rebellion. And they were in exile from Jerusalem for a season. And in light of that, Michiel was just writing this letter, this word, about how much he missed being at the tabernacle of David, where 24/7 praise and worship went forth. And he just missed the presence of the Lord at that level. It's not that he's saying that he doesn't have God's presence, but he missed that. Because it was so vivid. He was longing for more than where they were at. And so it says in verse 1, as the deer pants for the water brooks, my soul pants for thee, O God. It's a great word of just the level of desperation. When shall I come? My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And when shall I come and appear or see God, appear before God? That's an interesting statement because he doesn't say, when is God going to show up? He basically says, when am I going to get to show up again in his presence in the tabernacle of David, in the place of worship? And so he's just longing for more. He's not asking for God to show up. He's asking God, bring me back to that place that I've once known in terms of being in your presence and being able to worship, or I want more than what I'm experiencing. When will I appear before you again? If there's something in God, if there's a place in him experientially that you can't live without, you won't. But if you can, you probably will. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And to be poor in spirit carries an idea of, one of the things it carries the idea of is just desperation, absolute desperation. When we travel to Africa particularly, there are people who are poor in America, and I know that they're poor in America, but people in Africa, poverty is at another level. I mean, people who live in like Rwanda, the normal pay is $25 a month. Often you'll meet people who have, I mean, their poverty is abject, and they're absolutely bold and audacious in their begging. There's no pride to protect. There's nothing, there's no other agenda. They've got to get something, and they've got to feed people around them, and they're just desperate. They don't care what they look like, what it sounds like, how inconvenient it might make you feel. They're going to get in your grill, and if they hear you're coming, they'll walk a long way thinking you might can offer them something. For a deer to pant for the water brooks, the idea is that a deer has been running so far and so fast and for so long, he's reached the point of panting. The desperation is critical, almost terminal. When you're at that place where, again, there's something in God, there's a place in him, there's an experience in him, there's something that you know is inside the realm of God's will that he offers, and you can't live without it. You won't live without it. There's a place in Micah And this is, you don't have to turn there. You might spend hours trying to find this. But Micah chapter 2. And it says this. I will surely assemble all of you, Jacob. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. And I will put them together like sheep in the fold, like a flock in the midst of its pasture. They will be noisy with men. The breaker, speaking of God, goes up before them. And they break out and pass through the gate and go out by it. So their king goes on before them and the Lord at their head. And then one more scripture from 1 Chronicles 14. David's just become king. The Philistines have just heard about it. So they've decided to put a full court press to kill him. Because you remember, he lived among them for a while and caused them great damage. And so it says at verse 9 of 1 Chronicles 14, now the Philistines had come and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? And will you give them into my hand? And the Lord said, go up, for I will give them into your hand. So they came to Baal Perazim. And David defeated them there. And David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand, like the breakthrough of waters. And therefore they named the place Baal Perazim. The word Baal Perazim means Lord of Breakthrough, or the possessor of breakthroughs. Now, that place in Micah said that the breaker goes before them so that they could go. They broke through because he broke through. It says in this passage that he broke through by my hand. And we've talked about this before. Christians pray all the time, God, we want you to break through. But the reality of Psalm 42 was he was asking for his own breakthrough. When will I come and appear before you? Here's the deal. It's both and. It's the Lord of breakthrough that helps you break through. He did it by David's hand. The psalmist confessed, I want to come before you. Apart from you, I can't get where I want to go. And what I'm trying to tell you is this, is that God is looking for you to break through. But if we're at a place where we can't live without this breakthrough, the God of breakthrough will bring you through the breakthrough. That's just an encouraging word to me. And I can't tell you how many times now in my walk with the Lord, which is a lot of years now, when I found myself at a place where I wasn't no longer casual about this, I couldn't live without it, where the God of breakthrough didn't break me through. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.